USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are hosting a dinner at the Winfield House for Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla. Meanwhile, back in Washington, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's not much support among Republicans for tariffs on Mexico. Speaking on Capitol Hill today, McConnell says Republicans are hopeful for a diplomatic solution before President Trump pulls the trigger on tariffs.
Most of us hope that this Mexican delegation that's come up here and discussed challenges at the border and what the Mexicans might be able to do to help us more than they have will be fruitful.
Those tariffs would only go into effect after June 10th. At least four people are dead and one more injured after a gunman opened fire at a motel in northern Australia. The suspect was arrested and witnesses claim he had a pump-action shotgun. Police are still trying to establish a motive for the shooting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is calling for a special session to take up gun control legislation following the deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach. During a news conference today, the Democrat from Virginia says he's calling lawmakers back to Richmond in an effort to pass what he calls common sense public safety laws. America's largest pharmacy chain has an ambitious new plan. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
CVS wants to turn more than 1,000 of its drugstores in America into health care centers. The pharmacy chain announcing it's going to expand a concept store that's been focusing on health care to 1,500 locations by the end of 2021. CVS has been testing that concept at a Houston area location that it calls Health Hub. More than 20% of Health Hub floor space is dedicated to health care services, including space for yoga classes and CVS Minute Nurse practitioners. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As we approach the 75th anniversary to D-Day, one thing that many people are always asking is, are kids in high school and even elementary school and middle school being taught enough about American history? I had a chance to catch up with historian and author Alex Kershaw. He's author of a new book titled The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. And one of the things I asked him was if he believes that in high school, kids are being taught enough history.
Well, I would, you know, until about 15 years ago, or even maybe longer, I would have had to say that, you know, I would hold my head in my hands and weep that so little history is being taught, certainly World War II history, which to me is the most important chapter of modern history. But fortunately, technology has done an amazing job, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an American teenager or an American in their 20s or even 30s that hasn't played Medal of Honor and one of these computer video games where they reenact World War II. And in fact, you know, Omaha Beach itself, what we've been talking about, is what I think it's the first level in one of these hugely popular video games that millions and millions and millions and millions of American kids have played. So I don't think you can say that high schoolers in America don't know about World War II. They've actually reenacted it in some ways, you know, often far too many times for hundreds of hours in some cases.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.